Lugnuts play the final game of a six-game series against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Before we go any further, though, here's a conversation I had with Lansing Lugnuts first baseman, Patrick McCall. Joined by Lansing Lugnuts first baseman, Patrick McCall, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Pat, I want to go back to last year first. What did you learn from last year, your first year in minor league ball?
I think I learned a lot. You know, people can tell you a lot, like, going into a first-year pro ball, but there's nothing like actually experiencing it. So I'm looking forward to this year with that experience kind of put behind me.
Before we look to this year, how did you spend the offseason?
I went home and lived at home in the Bay Area. Hung out. My girlfriend lives in San Francisco, which was great. All of my brothers are back home now, and we've kind of been all over the place for the last couple of years, so it was nice to have family and friends around and worked out and hit baseballs, and yeah.
Older or younger brothers?
All older. I'm the youngest of four.
And you're playing pro ball, so they're watching you carefully.
Yeah, they like to follow.
No pressure.
Exactly.
How's your swing feel after all that work this winter?
It feels good. I think, you know, there's only so much you can do in the cage. Finally, like, getting out here and seeing live pitchers is definitely the best way to improve. So, like, through all that practice and the spring training and where I'm at now, I feel like I'm in a good spot for the next couple months.
Was spring training this year a different experience than last year?
It was slightly different, I think, mostly just because last year there were more COVID protocols in place, and that was kind of a learning curve, kind of dealing with that, where this year they had a little more experience with that. So I think it was run a little more smoothly.
I was talking to Phil Pohl just about the enormous amount of players on this roster, meaning that not everyone plays every day. People are alternating days. Is that difficult for you to go games without playing?
Yeah, I think you just have to have the right mindset on it. In some ways, it's good to let your body recover and not get ground down every day. Obviously, every game you want to be out there playing, so it's just something you have to look at through the right mindset, I'd say.
How does this 2022 Lugnuts team compare to last
year? Say at the beginning, we're a little younger than we were last year. Last year, we had some older guys, I think, partly due to missing that COVID season, just the way the whole organization broke down. So we're a younger team, but in some ways that's good, a little more energy.
You're the old man now. You've got the beard of wisdom.
Yeah, I'm trying to go with the look.
Are you a team leader?
I would like to say so. I mean, it's interesting in pro ball, it's not the same as college where you elect a team captain and kind of like they work with the coach in certain ways. I think it's more leading by example and just trying to go about my business in the right way, and hopefully that younger guys can see that and learn something from it.
Joined by the Lugnuts, Pat McCall. Big difference for me is the pitch clock this year. How has that affected you?
Yeah, I think it's interesting, to be honest. At first, I wasn't sure about it. I mean, games have been going much faster. I think someone said the first day they implemented it across minor league baseball, the average game was down by like 30 minutes. So I think that's something that's good. Everyone likes quick-paced games. Everyone likes quick-paced pitchers. I think there's a little bit of learning curve with that, too. I think there's some times when it's a little bit rushed and a little bit over the top. But overall, I would say I think it's a positive thing.
This is your second year working with Javi Godard as hitting coach. What's he like to work with?
Javi's great. I think that's another thing where, like, having a year with him just makes it a lot easier going this year where, like, we know what to expect from each other and, like, how to work with each other in the right ways. So, I think it's all been good so far.
What's the best way for a hitting coach to work with you?
I personally like taking my time in the cage. Sometimes when you get out here, that can be a little rut. Like, we only have one cage. There's two teams that both have to work all day. So sometimes you got to get to the field a little early. So I like getting in there, having some one-on-one time, and yeah, just taking my time.
You had a game where you hit a couple of bullets to left field. Is that an indicator for me to watch for how you use the field, or is there something else for me to watch for that shows you're locked in?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say pull side, like most guys, just kind of run into one that way, but if you're hitting the ball hard the other way, then that means you're locked in because you can spread it out through the whole field and hit any pitch in the zone, so.
And let me finish off with this. It's a long year, and this year it's longer than last year because we're starting in April. What's your strategies for making sure that you stay medium over the course of April through September?
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing I learned from last year, and just, pacing myself for the whole season. So if things aren't working right away or you know, you don't feel perfect with your swing, not trying to drop everything and fix it right away, but realizing that, you know, we have 5 or 6 months ahead of us to work on it. So taking it slow.
Pat, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse.
Lansing Lugnuts first baseman Patrick McCall. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, IA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Good afternoon. Welcome in from Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. This is Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Today, the 4-10 Lugnuts battled the 9-5 Fort Wayne Tin Caps, Game 6 of a 6-game series. Fort Wayne has won 4 out of the prior 5, including sweeping a doubleheader yesterday. It is 77 degrees and a little bit muggy in Michigan State Capitol. Lansing Lugnuts take the field right now, clad in their home white uniforms, with the red crowns to the cap and the black bills, and they are led out by the starting pitcher, Hogan Harris, who is about to make his very first appearance in a minor league baseball game since back in 2019. Harris and the Lugnuts looking to win today's series finale. The lefty Denny Dens will oppose on the other side for the Tin Caps. The Lugnuts, the High A Oakland Athletics affiliate. The Tin Caps on the other side, the High A San Diego Padres affiliate. Down to the field now for our national anthem. It is Sunday, April the 24th, 2022. It is game number 15 in the 26th season of Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, dating back to 1996 when the Lugnuts arrived from Springfield, Illinois. And the Lugnuts' classic theme song has been with them since 1996. It plays this defense in. Around the outfield, Lázaro Armenteros is in left, in center field, Austin Beck, and in right field today, it is Johnny Butler. Lawrence Butler, by the way, is DHing. Around the infield, Patrick McCall, the subject of today's pregame interview, is at first base. At second base, it's Josh Wainwright. The shortstop is Eusebio Angeles. And at third base, Jack Winkler. The catcher is Tyler Soderstrom. And the man on the mound, at 6 feet 2 inches tall, 208 pounds, out of Lafayette, Louisiana, Hogan Harris, the 25-year-old. Harris, a third-rounder 4 years ago, taken by the Oakland Athletics. Here's the lineup now for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps that Harris will face. Leading off in left field, Robert Hassel, the third. Batting second, the shortstop, Jared Dale. Center fielder Joshua Mears bats third. Batting fourth, the DH, Brandon Valenzuela. Batting fifth, third baseman Justin Lopez. Hitting sixth, first baseman Olivia Basabe. Right fielder Angel Solarte bats seventh. Catcher Anthony Villar bats eighth. Batting ninth, the second baseman Ripken Reyes. Down to the field. And play ball has been declared. Here comes Robert Hassel III. He had himself some kind of doubleheader yesterday. In game one, just reached on a walk and an error and scored two runs. In game two, he homered twice. The first pitch from Hogan Harris, called the ball up and away by Justin Juska. And we are underway right on time at 1:05 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. Lefty throws to lefty. That's fouled off. Up onto the rooftop to our left. One ball, one strike on Hassel. Robert Hassel, the third, comes in batting 389 now with four home runs. The pitch, he takes it right down the middle. Called strike two. Harris attacking him with that fastball to begin. Because it's been so long for Hogan Harris back on the mound, you have to figure that his pitch count is limited. The lefty brings it. Fastball's outside at two balls and two strikes. So we're expecting the Lugnuts to go deep into the bullpen, which is usually the case in the minor leagues on a Sunday. 2-2. A big curveball is waved at and missed. Hassel strikes out. He was helpless. Jared Dale will be the next batter. And welcome back to the mound, Hogan Harris. Dale comes in batting 196. Harris's pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike one. Fastball by him. One out, nobody on. And no score in the top of the first inning from Jackson Field and Lansing. Harris to the plate. Changeup swung at and missed. Nothing in two. Dale ranks fourth in the Midwest League in extra base hits. And that is thanks to four doubles, a triple, and two homers. He goes down swinging on a fastball, and Hogan Harris is whipped two in a row. Joshua Mears now tries his luck. Joshua Mears has five home runs in this series, seven for the year. The pitch, fastball high, ball one. No score in the top of the first. Harris looks for a 1-2-3 frame. Right-handed slugger against the lefty. A 1-0. Change up, down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Mears yesterday hit a 504-foot tank that all observers agree soared over Good Hops, the craft beer bistro, in left center. The pitch. Check swing, foul on another changeup. Two balls and one strike. He was hoping for the fastball and he didn't get it. Well, that is one of the longest home runs we have ever seen here at Jackson Field. Harris throws. Fastball is up. Ball three. Brandon Valenzuela is waiting on deck. Mears threw 14 games, a 275 average, 6 walks, 22 Ks, 3-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Those 22 strikeouts in 14 games, that by far and away leads Fort Wayne. But then you look at the 7 home runs. He has done damage. Two outs, nobody on. 3-2. That's up and in, and hit him on the fingers. Oh, boy. Two-out base runner for Fort Wayne. went halfway to the third baseline visitor's dugout in agony and now being examined by the athletic trainer, David Bryan. There is nowhere for that hand to go when it's gripping the bat as that pitch rode up and in from Hogan Harris. The manager, Brian Esposito, has come down the third base side and he's already gesturing at the dugout. Mears might, out of precautionary reasons, leave this game early. He is headed into the dugout and Brian to talk things over with the home plate umpire, Justin Juska. Already, Brandon Valenzuela is trying to climb into the right-hand batter's box, but here is our pinch runner for Joshua Mears. And it's going to be Corey Rozier. Rozier, who had been the leadoff hitter throughout this series, but today he thought that he was getting the Sunday off, and now pressed into action. And he has fantastic speed. This is just not the reason that Fort Wayne would like to go to Rozier in this game. Joshua Mears pulled, precautionary reasons, HBP, first inning. Now Brandon Valenzuela, pickoff though instead, and it gets right away from McCall. Down to second base goes Rozier. It's an error on the pitcher, Harris. Figured Rozier was just in off the bench. See how alert he is. And in the end, the throw went awry. Well, now Fort Wayne, after two straight strikeouts, has a runner in scoring position, two outs for Brandon Valenzuela, who swings and foul tips the first offering into Soderstrom's mitt. No balls and one strike. After a terrific initial game in the series in which he had an inside the park two-run homer and a two-run single, Valenzuela's been quiet. A one. Changeup bouncing in. One ball and one strike. The switch hitter batting from the right side against the southpaw. And there's the early action in the pen. So maybe Harris just for this first inning. And then Osvaldo Barrios has begun to warm. He was today's scheduled starting pitcher. A 1-1. Swing and a miss. Right on the outside corner with the fastball. Valenzuela is down to the count. One ball and two strikes. Harris whiffed Hassel. He fanned Jared Dale. A hit Mears, pinch runner Rozier's at second. The pitch, a curveball is grounded up the middle and a base hit into center field. Rozier's around to score. Beck gets it into short. It's an RBI single for Brandon Valenzuela. Fort Wayne leads 1-0. The curveball from Hogan Harris and Valenzuela hit it on the ground left of the mound. But the shortstop Angeles was swung to his right deeper into the hole. No chance to get there. Brandon Valenzuela's seventh RBI first. Here's a chopper hit to second base by Justin Lopez. Grabbed by Josh Wainwright. The second sacker steps on his bag, forces out Valenzuela, and that retires the side in the top of the first inning. However, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps grab the early lead. One hit, one HBP, one error, and one man left on as we go to the bottom of the first inning. It is the Fort Wayne Tin Caps who lead the Lansing Lugnuts by a 1-0 score. And now here come the Lugnuts up against Denny Dens when we return.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 855-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, Because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Brandon Valenzuela's RBI single has staked Denny Denzat to 1-0 lead before the southpaw from Memphis threw his first pitch of today's matinee. It's going to be Denz against this Lugnut starting lineup. Leading off, the right fielder Johnny Butler. Batting second, DH up Eurybio Angeles. Here's the pitch to Johnny, batting left. Fastball called a strike at the letters. By the way, Tyler, if you would like to have any of that, you can go right ahead. Heading fourth, the catcher Tyler Soderstrom. Batting fifth, the center fielder Austin Beck. Heading sixth, at first base, Patrick McCall. 7-8-9 in a moment. Denz is offering. Johnny swats it foul. Fastball in on the hands. Hit off the left side. No balls and two strikes. 7-8-9 now. The number seven hitter, third baseman Jack Winkler. Number eight in left field, Lázaro Armenteros. And batting ninth, the second baseman Joshuan Wright. And they take on this southpaw, Denz, who deals an 0-2 to Johnny Butler. Fastball up. Butler takes ball one. Johnny, in game two of yesterday's doubleheader, had a single and a double, and now he is batting 370, 10 for 27 in nine games. He has earned this spot. And here's the 1-2. He earns another pitch as he takes the breaking ball outside. The catcher, Anthony Villar, at first base, Olivier Basabe, second baseman's Ripken Reyes, at short, Jared Dale, and at third, Justin Lopez for Fort Wayne. A break even, 2-2. That just missed, and maybe a little bit low. Three balls and two strikes on Butler. Robert Hassel, the third, patrols left. In center field, Joshua Mears. And in right field, it's Angel Solarte for the Tin Caps D, leading 1-0. Payoff pitch to the Lugs leadoff man. Breaking ball down and away, bouncing past Villar. Johnny Butler draws ball four. You know, that's just Johnny's second walk of the year, but when you move into the leadoff spot, that is a spot that demands some patience. And after Denny Denz got out in front of him, nothing and two, Johnny was very careful, didn't chase a thing. He's at first a threat to run to bring up Lawrence Butler, no relation. 1-0, Lansing trails. The pitch outside as an ambulance heads southbound down Cedar Street. Denz has already started to empty the bag of tricks. That was a first pitch curve, but it missed. He's in trouble now. 1-0 to the dangerous Lawrence Butler. That hits the outside corner above the belt on the outside edge. Fastball from Denz. One ball, one strike. Now for Denz in 2022, two appearances out of the pen, two and a third innings. Five runs have been scored against him. First start here offers a fastball called strike two. Staying away from Butler and pitching up in the zone. In those games, Denz walked six while striking out three to go along with three hits. His command has been the issue. Does he locate well here this afternoon? Deals the 1-2. Fly foul off the left side by Lawrence. That baseball well out of play. One ball, two strikes. Denz got here against Johnny Butler, but then he couldn't finish him off. And I should mention, instead of Joshua Mears in center field, it is Corey Rocher in center field for Fort Wayne. Pickoff at a first, Johnny sprawls back in. No tag by Basabe. In the top half of the first inning, Mears was struck by a pitch by Lansing starter Hogan Harris. Caught him in on the hand. Removed for the pinch runner Rocher. Rocher stays in. Denz throws. Breaking ball waved at him, missed. Strike three. He was down and away from him. Butler strikes out for the 19th time this year. That leads Lansing. Now, Eurybio Angeles. Angeles collected two more hits yesterday. He's hitting 345, three doubles and a triple. Right-handed batter. The first pitch fouled off over the netting and onto the rooftop to our right. Strike one. Been keeping track for Eurybio since he opened up the year 1-4-11. How good he has been, hitting above 400. Johnny Butler. 1-0 Fort Wayne. Anales grounds it down the third base side, but foul wide of the bag. 0-2. Anales, 18 hits in his last 44 at-bats. He's also drawn a couple of walks. No balls and two strikes. Stands out in front of another hitter. He holds. He throws to first. Butler back in standing. No stolen base attempts this year yet for Johnny Butler. Looking for his opportunity. Denz offers. Hit in the air to center field for Rocher. Not hit all that well. Rocher comes on to collect. Back to first base, Butler. Two outs. Tyler Soderstrom, next man up. Left-handed batter Tyler Soderstrom with the Lugnuts down 1-0. Two outs. Johnny Butler at first base in the first inning. The pitch on the outside corner. A called strike from the lefty Denz. Soderstrom in game one yesterday struck out in each of his first two plate appearances, and then he homered in his final two plate appearances. One oppo out to left center and one to straightaway center. The pitch up and in. That buzzed the tower. One ball and one strike. Soderstrom's first two home runs here in Lansing after he hit 12 last year in his professional debut with Stockton. A 1-1 pitch from Denz. Here comes inbound. Breaking ball down and away, blocked by Villar, keeps Butler at first base. And in the Lansing Lugnuts bullpen with that, more action from the right-hander Osvaldo Berrios. Is done after one inning in his return to the mound. And if he is, one inning, one unearned run, one hit batter, one single, two strikeouts. 1-0 Fort Wayne leads. This is a 2-1. Curveball, strike two called on the inside corner. Soderstrom turned that front right shoulder toward that pitch just in case it didn't curve. Graze that shoulder, give him the base. But instead, count is even. And Austin Beck is waiting on deck. Denz holds, throws to first. It was a pickoff throw by Hogan Harris that led to Fort Wayne's run in the top half of this inning. After he had struck Joshua Mears with a 3-2 pitch and Rocher replaced the injured Mears, a pickoff throw went awry, and the pinch runner went down to second. 2-2 for Soderstrom. Popped up, left side, foul ground. Catcher Villar locates, dashes toward the dugout, and he can't get there. Went into a slide as that ball bounced just in front of the Fort Wayne Brain Trust. Villar simply could not locate it in time. But Tyler Soderstrom still has life. Well, after that throwing error by Hogan Harris pushed Corey Rocher up to second, Brandon Valenzuela singled him in. And hence, 1-0 visitors. Tin Caps wearing their road reds, road gray pants. Some players of the bright red socks pulled up. Denz does not. He delivers. Curveball swung at and missed. It was away. Soderstrom goes down swinging. Two strikeouts for Denz in a scoreless first inning. After a leadoff walk to Butler, he goes through the other Butler, Angeles, and Soderstrom. And we go to the second in a 9-inning game. After yesterday's 2 7-inning affairs, and it's Fort Wayne leading Lansing by 1-0 score.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays touch the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
That's the golden voice of Bradley Tunney setting us back in. Located on Michigan Avenue in between Cedar Street and Larch Street. Glad to have you along with me as we go to the top of the second inning, and Lansing does stick with the left-hander Hogan Harris. Harris pitched the first inning, and he returns to the mound for the second. His Lugnuts are trailing Fort Wayne 1-0. The Tin Caps will bring up Basabe, Solarte, and Villar, 6-7-8 in the order. In the first inning for Hogan Harris, 19 pitches used, 12 for strikes. Denny Denz on the other side, 20 pitches, 13 for strikes. Just one more strike. Here comes Olivier Basabe, batting from the right side against the lefty Harris all the while. Osvaldo Berrios continues to warm up in the Lugnuts pen up the right field line. Here's the pitch from Harris. Basabe shows bunt, pulls it back. They appeal. He did not go, and it's ball one. Basabe yesterday had a two-run homer in game one of the doubleheader. That part of a two-hit game. In game two, just a double. The pitch, that's in on the hand. So because of that, Basabe now enters play today, batting a healthy 320. His bat is heated up here in Lansing. The pitch, off speed, down and in. Harris is behind him, three balls and no strikes. Hogan Harris out of Louisiana Lafayette. Third rounder from 2018, deals a 3-0. Inside for ball four. And that opens up the second inning. Angel Solarte is coming up next. I found an article written by Melissa Lockard for The Athletic from back in 2020, projecting Harris's one of his three breakout prospects for the Oakland Athletics to have a breakout 2020 season. And then, unfortunately, there was no 2020 minor league season. Harris hits the outside corner, called strike to the right-handed hitting right fielder Angel Solarte. Batting seventh in the order for Fort Wayne. Nobody out. And at first base, Basabe. Tin Caps leading 1-0 in the second. Harris is next. Up high. One ball and one strike. Just looking at that 2020 season, saying this is going to be it for Hogan Harris. He's finally healthy. And then he did not pitch at all last year. Breaking ball down. Two balls, one strike on Solarte. But writes Melissa Lockard, there was a lot of excitement at the time when Harris was drafted in 2018 about Harris, who came to pro ball with a fastball in the mid-90s and a high spin rate. This pitch is up. Three balls, one strike to Solarte. Writes Melissa Lockard, he signed quickly and then the momentum stopped. Before he could throw a professional pitch, Harris was sidelined with an elbow strain. A's were cautious, shutting him down for the rest of 2018. 3-1 is up and in. Harris has now walked Solarte. Basabe down to second base. Anthony Villar is coming up, but first here comes Phil Polat to the mound. And that's going to do it for Hogan Harris today. But you know what? Back to the mound for his first time since August the 29th, 2019. Shut down in 2018, pitched in 2019, shut down in 2020. Just getting back out there, this is the key. And for the southpaw out of Louisiana Lafayette, it's a step. It's a step in the right direction. As he takes steps now to the first baseside Lansing Lugnuts dugout. The third rounder from 4 years ago, restarting his path back to the major leagues. And they wait for him at the steps of the dugout. There will be more to say this season about Hogan Harris. Right now, though, there's more to say about the new right-hander, Osvaldo Berrios, out of Juncos, Puerto Rico, the 20th rounder from 2017, drafted a year earlier, than Hogan. Who inherits this spot with Solarte at first and Basabe at second, following the back-to-back walks to open up the second inning. Osvaldo Berríos makes his first relief appearance of this year after two starts. The first start for Berríos was not all that great, and then his next start was sharp. And I just want to contrast those two starts against one another, because I had the chance to speak with him and speak with Jared McDonald, one of the three Lansing Lugnuts catchers. And McDonald was raving about what Berríos throws and his idea of how he throws it. Now, Berríos is a guy who's locked in, and he will argue with the catcher about which pitch to throw in which spot. We saw Berríos last year at the tail end of the season coming up from Stockton, made six appearances, five starts, one out of the pen. And then he pitched in winter ball back in his native Puerto Rico out of the bullpen, and here he is for the Lansing Lugnuts, basically after Hogan Harris served as an opener. Osvaldo Berríos works with a four-seamer, a two-seamer, loves to sink it, a filthy slider, and a changeup. The batter, Anthony Villar, from the left side, takes a called strike on the inside corner. Berríos' first start of this year, two of those innings at West Michigan. He allowed five runs, one in the first, four in the second, then fantastic third and fourth innings. His next start also came against the Whitecaps, and he was tremendous in five scoreless before they got to him in the sixth inning. He recorded one out, he allowed two runs, and departed. He delivers to Villar. Fouled off to the screen, no balls and two strikes. Anthony Villar on the other side, the Miami Hurricane. In his fourth game of this year, he is 4-for-9. He has a double, had two runs batted in. 2-1, nobody out, top of the second. Fort Wayne already leading 1-0. The pitch, a fastball fouled back to the screen once more. Berríos trying to get it good and up. I did not think of Berríos as a strikeout pitcher last year. He was a pitch-to-contact guy, but he whiffed four batters in four innings his first start at West Michigan. That followed up with six strikeouts and five and a third his last time. Watch out now, 0-2. Changeup down and away. Good take by Villar. Ball one. Ripken Reyes, the switch hitter, starting second baseman for Fort Wayne, hitting out of the nine hole, is on deck. Basabe at second, Solarte at first. A swing and a miss, strike three for Villar. Off speed, down and in. There's the strikeout for Berríos. And now Osvaldo will take on Ripken Reyes. Two, one out, 1-0 Caps. The pitch, down and in. One ball, no strikes. And with Berríos on the mound, there's always that potential for a double play ball. Albeit he has not induced one yet this year. You'd figure that's going to come with how he can sink it. Fires a ball, one offering to Reyes. Ground ball foul up the first base side. It went off his foot, pull up the line. Top of the order, and Robert Hassel III waiting on deck. One ball, one strike on Ripken Reyes, who is not the biggest guy. He's 5'10", 180 pounds. The native of Stockton. And they're giving him some time to try to get this pain out. Back to swings and now walks it off, limping back into the left-hand batter's box. Stockton, of course, being where the Oakland Athletics single-A affiliate is, where Osvaldo Berríos and a lot of his current Lugnuts teammates played in 2021. Reyes homered yesterday, his second of the year. A 1-1 pitch, down and in, escapes Soderstrom, kicks off to the right. The runners around a second and third, they hold up there. And now Basabe 90 feet away, Solarte 180 feet away from increasing this Fort Wayne 1-0 lead. Two balls, one strike on Ripken Reyes. Reyes is a contact hitter. Just six strikeouts, four walks this year in 11 games. Infield drawn in with only one out. This is a hitter's pitch from Berríos. That is laced foul into the stands on the right side. Two balls and two strikes. He hit it hard, but he was way out in front. Barrios just struck out Villar. Deals. Reyes swats it up and foul to the left. High fastball. A baseball down to the green seats. Try it again. Two balls and two strikes. Fort Wayne Tin Caps have scored so many runs over the course of the series, with the exception of one game. 1-0 they lead. The deal. Down and in. That bounces away from Soderstrom. Basabe for the plate. The toss by Tyler goes awry up the third base side. Backed up, though, by Winkler. Basabe comes in on another wild pitch. It is 2-0 Tin Caps. Now Barrios keeps on trying to bury that slider. And Soderstrom not able to keep it at the home plate circle. Now it's Solarte who's 90 feet away. One inherited runner scores. Infield in, the pitch. Inside, ball four. Reyes is on. Third walk of the inning for Fort Wayne. Top of the order time. And Robert Hassel the third. Robert Hassel III struck out his first time, albeit against the starter Hogan Harris. The pitch, fastball popped up, foul, towering off to the left. And that baseball bounces down to the Pepsi porch with a high super ball-sized bounce upward. And a fan who was doing all she could not to get struck by that baseball ends up collecting it off the roll. Souvenir. Next offering now to Hassel. Swing and a bouncer foul. Chased after a pitch that was up. And chopped it down. Right of the dirt rolling in front of the Lugnuts dugout. Hassel is in a two-strike hole. Three walks and a strikeout in this top of the second inning for Fort Wayne. The Tin Caps have scored one. They lead 2-0. Solarte at third, Reyes at first. The pitch. Hit in the air to center field. Austin Beck goes back. Witt is carrying it. He's at the track. And it's over his head, one hopping the wall. So Larte scores with ease. Reyes arrives into third base holding his batting helmet. Meanwhile, Robert Hassel III has a double. An RBI double to make this a 3-0 Tin Caps lead. Pitching coach Gabriel Osuna is going out to the mound. Robert Hassel III's second double and 14th run batted. That has been the hardest hit ball so far by a Tin Cap. And you do not want to let these Tin Caps get their bats going. The Lansing Lugnuts pitching staff enters play today with a 6.23 ERA. That is the highest in the Midwest League by a lot. Nobody has allowed more runs than the Lugnuts. Lansing coming into play today had been outscored 90-60. Now you can make it 93-60. That was a two-strike pitch to Robert Hassel III that he doubled off of. He's at second, Reyes at third. Jared Dale the batter. The pitch. Up and in. Did it hit him? It did. And the bases are loaded. Well, Jared Dale takes off his elbow pad. He is examined by the athletic trainer David Bryan. Fort Wayne already lost Joshua Mears via HBP earlier in this game. I figure everything is going well for the Tin Caps except for these bumps and bruises, and he hoped nothing serious when it comes to the injury category. I saw a quote the other day that injuries are the worst part of sports. And I think that's a difficult sentiment to disagree with. Jared Dale down to first base. And the bases are loaded. The batter is the spot where Joshua Mears was put to open up the game before leaving due to his HBP. And Corey Rocher replaced him as pinch runner. Rocher with the bases loaded. First pitch. Takes ball one outside from Barrios. Osvaldo Barrios, the native Puerto Rican, trying to get things back and settled, limit this damage. The pitch. Down low to Rocher. And now it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Three nothing Fort Wayne. In this second inning, we have seen 3 walks, an HBP, an RBI double, and 1 strikeout for the only out. Berríos' pitch, outside, off of Soderstrom's mitt. That bounces to his left and behind him, and in comes Reyes from third. It's called a passed ball against Soderstrom. Hassel lands at third. Jarrett Dale advances to second base. 4-0 Fort Wayne. Tyler Soderstrom got handcuffed. Well, Osvaldo Berríos is way behind Corey Rocher. Lets it fly. Rocher takes a called strike in the outside corner. And Lansing warms up another arm in the pen. It's the right-hander from Boise, Joe Demears. First base is now open. Here's the pitch. That's low. There's ball four. First base is no longer open. This is highly unusual for Osvaldo Berríos. The most uncharacteristic thing you can say is he just does not have his location. And that is one of his greatest strengths. You can tell immediately if he's going to be sharp just by the way that he pounds the zone. And it hasn't happened for him. He struck out Villar. He walked Reyes. Hassel, the RBI double. HBP, now walk. Brandon Valenzuela takes ball one low. Eighth batter for the Tin Caps in the second inning. Rocher at first, Dale at second, Hassel at third. Those are your 1-2-3 hitters in the Fort Wayne order, making this the cleanup man with one out. Berríos deals. Outside, Soderstrom caught that unusually. 2 balls and 0 strikes. There have been 2 wild pitches and a Soderstrom passed ball. And Tyler Soderstrom is having a devil of a time working with Berríos. Next offering, swift slider. 2-1. What are the odds that we see that pitch again? It was Valenzuela who plated Fort Wayne's first run in the first inning. A 2-out RBI single up the middle. 3 runs home here in the second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Why not stay right with it? Justin Lopez is on deck. The native of Hermosillo, Mexico, Valenzuela waits. Berríos throws. Fastball fouled off to the netting. Well, does that set up another slider? Infield looks to turn 2. 4-0 Caps. The pitch. Line drive, left center field in trouble. Down in the alleyway, it rolls. Beck cuts it off in front of the track. 2 Tin Caps score. To second base Valenzuela as Rocher hits third. It's 6-0 Caps. And give Brandon Valenzuela 2 more RBIs on the double. And the 21-year-old Valenzuela continues to impress. Still only one out. Here's the 9th batter of the inning. The pitch to Justin Lopez. Outside from Berríos. Ball 1. Robert Hassel III and Jarrett Dale scoring with ease. This is a 5-run top of the second for a 6-0 Fort Wayne lead. Still only one out. The pitch. That's line. Pass short. Base hit in the left center. It brings in Rocher. Here comes Valenzuela around third. There won't be a play as he sprawls across. A 2-run single for Justin Lopez. 8-0 Tin Caps. A nightmare of a start. Olivia Basabe led off this inning with a walk against Hogan Harris. He's up again, and there's only one out. Right-hander to right-hander. Fly ball right field. Johnny Butler to his right. He's got it. There's out number 2. Lopez back to first. Angel Solarte will come up next. That snaps a string of six consecutive tin caps who had reached base. 8-0 Fort Wayne. Rios throws. Angel Solarte takes a called strike. 7 runs in a half inning is the most that the Lugnuts have allowed in one half inning this year. Right-hander to right-hander. Inside, nearly struck him. 1-1 on Solarte, who walked against Harris, and that was the end for Hogan. Barrios' pitch. Tap a foul at home plate that hurts catcher Soderstrom. And Tyler is down. Immediately, the former catcher, manager Phil Pohl, is out to look at Tyler, and the athletic trainer for the Lansing Lugnuts as well, Jake Ruthier. Tyler Soderstrom immediately went over to his right. He was down on one knee. And Jake Ruthier is crouched over him with Phil Pohl now crouching to get in on this conversation. The pitcher, Osvaldo Barrio, stands outside the home plate circle barely watching. Soderstrom now up to 1 foot. The right knee is still down on the ground. Just a status check with Jake Ruthier, talking it all through. And then the helmet goes back on his head. If you are a catcher, you sign up for those bumps and bruises like you would not believe. Ruthier and pulled apart for the first baseside dugout. Soderstrom readies for the next batter. And by that, I simply mean Angel Solarte to step out into the batter's box, checking on Tyler Soderstrom. That was a foul ball that rattled him. 1-2, 2 outs, runner at first. Base towards short, one hop for Angelis, wants it himself, steps on second base, forces out Justin Lopez, and ends the top of the second inning. But 11 tin caps batted, 7 scored, and as we go to the bottom half of the second, Fort Wayne's lead is now 8-0 over the Lansing Lugnuts from Jackson Field.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Lansing Lugnuts have their work cut out for them here today. They're down 8-0 as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Austin Beck, Patrick McCall, and Jack Winkler are stepping in. That's 5-6-7 in the order against left-hander Denny Dens, the Memphis Tiger. 8-0, the Lugnuts trail. Fort Wayne scored 1 in the first and then 7 in the top of the second. The pitch to Austin Beck from the southpaw. High for ball 1. Austin Beck in center field here today. Is batting .278 through 6 games. Right-handed batter waits. A 1-0. He swings and hits it high in the air into right field. Solarte comes trotting forward with a one-handed catch. one down for Patrick McCall. Lefty versus lefty here. McCall's hitting 167 through 8 games. One out, nobody on, 8-0 Caps. The pitch. Big curveball for a called strike down the middle. And McCall's front shoulder dipped a bit as that pitch slices forward. Shortstop Dale is up the middle. Dance's pitch. Breaking ball for a called strike two. It was good to speak with Pat McCall in today's pregame show, just discussing how last year went, what he learned from it, his offseason back at home with all of his brothers. And now this year, the pitch down and away. Tough short hop. Attempted a pick for catcher Villar. One ball, two strikes. That and Patrick McCall last year spent the year clean shaven. This year he has gone full blonde beard. Dance's pitch, outside. So two curves to start him for strikes. And then the fastballs, and now the count is even. Remember in the first inning, Denny Dens walked Johnny Butler before setting down the next three. Delivers a 2-2. Out of the air, left field for Robert Hassel III. A leisurely trot in to put it away. One fly out to right, one to left for the first two outs of the home second. And that'll bring up Jack Winkler. Dens to Winkler, 8-0 Fort Wayne. Off speed, strike one called, inner third. Jack starting at third base today. Batting 7th in the order. 6 for 31 through 10 games, 191, or a 194 his average. The pitch is on its way. Again, the changeup. That one missed a little low. That's not a bad pitch. Winkler has a triple and a home run to show off his power, and there's going to be more where that came from. Here's the pitch. That's a curveball. Out of called strike two. Whatever Denny Dens' problems were to open up this year before he saw Lansing, he's cleaned everything up. He's looking strong. His pitch. Ground ball down toward third. Tough hop for Lopez. Knocks it down. Picks it up. Sidewinds to first in time. Three up and three down. Go the Lugnuts in the second. We go to the third. Fort Wayne leading Lansing by an 8-0 score.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you.
Roads for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Such dramatic music as we open up the third inning from Lansing, Michigan, 8-0 Fort Wayne. The Tin Caps' Anthony Villar will get things going in the top of the third. Villar, Reyes, Hassel. Right-hander Osvaldo Barrios stays out there. And his first pitch is fly to left field by Villar. Chance for Armenteros coming on to retrieve with one hand. One pitch and one gone. Ripken Reyes will step in next. Reyes drew a walk in the 7-run second. That was one of four walks. There were also two wild pitches, one passed ball, and one HBP. And three hits. Rios deals, high and away. Ball one. Ripken Reyes. California. You can't get away from the first name, though. Rios misses up and away. And when you have the first name of Ripken, doesn't it just figure that Ripken Reyes would wear number 8? The pitch. That is hooked to the right side and down for a base hit down the right field line. Johnny Butler collects the second hop, pegs it in. On at first base, holding with a single, it's Ripken. Cal Ripken Jr., who made that number 8 famous in Baltimore, would be proud. A one-out single turns the lineup over for Robert Hassel III. Hassel's 1-for-2. Takes the first pitch, a slider for a called strike one. The Tin Caps are already looking to add to their 8-0 lead. Reyes at first, one away in the third inning. Left-handed batter. The right-hander throws. Barrios misses outside. One ball, one strike. Robert Hassel III, a two-time winner of the Gatorade Player of the Year Award as the best high school baseball player in Tennessee. Takes a ball outside, and now it's two balls and one strike. When he was a junior, his batting average as a high schooler, .423. Hit 14 homers, stole 22 bases, and he pitched. This pitch is low and away, and the count goes to 3-1. Oh, by the way, as a pitcher, a 1.07 ERA. And in 59 innings, struck out 113. Now full-time position player, 3-1. Low and away, draws the walk from Osvaldo Barrios. And for Barrios, that is his fifth walk that he's handed out. Let me correct that. That is his third walk that he has handed out. That is the fifth walk drawn by Fort Wayne from Lugnut's pitchers. It pushes Ripken Reyes up to second base, and it brings up Jared Dale. The native of Melbourne. It's 8-0 Fort Wayne. Rio starts him off. First pitch slider fouled back to the screen. Joe Demers was warming back in the second inning. He's warming once again in the third, as Barrios is right back into trouble. One of the first seven in the second for the Tin Caps for an 8-0 lead. The pitch inside to Dale. A one ball and one strike. Jared Dale's father, Phil, historic when it comes to Australian ball players, the very first Australian baseball player to get a 4-year baseball scholarship. The pitch, swing and a miss. Lit on the fastball, 1-2. Phil Dale got a 4-year baseball scholarship to Georgia Southern. And we've seen some great baseball players from Georgia Southern come through the Midwest League. He pitched 4 years in the Cincinnati Reds organization. Barrios deals, slider hit high in the air to left. It's not going to travel. Armenteros settles and retrieves with one hand, leaning left. Dale is out number two. Both of them flyouts to Lázaro Armenteros. Interesting to note, too, about Phil Dale. So after his minor league baseball career ended, he worked as a scout for the Atlanta Braves. He coached for the Australian national baseball team. What an important figure when it comes to Australian baseball. And now Jared Dale carrying on that tradition. Corey Rocher now. Batting from the left side, 2-1, 2-out. The pitch. Hit in the air. Guess where? Left field. In comes Armenteros. Does he have this one? He's got all three. Ties the record. Three flyouts to left field. And a single and a walk stranded by Barrios in the top of the third. Through 2.5, Fort Wayne blanked here. But the Tin Caps continue to lead the Lansing Lugnuts 8-0 at Jackson Field.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. and that helped me find peace of mind.
Any family, everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Wouldn't you know it, Lazaro Armenteros catches all three flyouts in the top half of the third inning. And it's going to be Armenteros to lead off the bottom half of the third. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. No Adam Jackson today. He's with his family for a very good, positive, celebratory reason. And he will rejoin me this coming road trip with the Lansing Lugnuts heading out to Lake County. It'll be Armenteros right and Butler taking on lefty Denny Dens. That's 8-9-1 in the order with the Lugnuts trailing 8-0. Dens readies, kicks and throws. That's up and away, ball one. It's a nice start to the year for Armenteros. Comes in 6 for his first 20, a 300 average, with a double and two home runs, second hit yesterday. A ball one offering. Big looping curveballs high. Two balls and no strikes. The good thing to see with his home runs, too. One was hit out to right at West Michigan. Yesterday's was cranked out to left center. Dens is 2-0. Hammered to left. This ball is launched. Where is it landing? Out. Home run number three. Fort Wayne 8, Lansing 1. That beautiful uppercut stroke of Lazaro Armenteros catching every bit of it from Denny Dens. Next up, Josh One Wright. What a sequence for Luz. Right-handed batter, nobody on, nobody out. Wright takes a ball inside. Denny Dens sets, throws. Line drive, right field, base hit. One hop in front of Solarte. And Josh Juan Wright is now 8 for 16 to open up the year. He is a hitter. Johnny Butler is coming up next. Top of the order time. And here's your comeback. Lugnuts are only down by 7. Lefty to lefty. Fort Wayne looks to turn 2. Butler hits it off the hands at a shallow left center. Robert Hassel III on rushes. Makes the catch as center fielder Rocher goes into a tumble to avoid him. Well, there is the first out. And that could have been trouble. We already saw Joshua Mears, the starting center fielder, leave the game precautionary reasons. Hit by a pitch. You don't want to lose Corey Rocher, too. That's where you really get to see the quickness of a guy. All right, one gone. Right at first, Lawrence Butler now. Lefty throws to lefty. Curveball. Had a called strike one. Time against Dens. Right at first. Dens looks at him. Out of the stretch. Throws. Breaks it wide. One ball and one strike. Lawrence Butler at some point this year is going to discover his power stroke and then watch out. A 1-1 pitch from Dens is due.
Here it comes. Check swing. Did he go? On appeal? He did not. And ball two on that curveball low and away. He's worked himself into a nice hitter's count here. Lawrence Butler only has 5 hits this year and 37 at-bats, and they're all singles. That cannot last. He simply has too much pop to all fields. Pitch is on its way. Swing and a miss. Chased a high fastball. A Rebiel Angeles waits on deck. A 2-2 now from Denny Dens. Curveball high. Tough take. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Well, you cannot argue that Lawrence Butler doesn't have his batting eye so far in season. A lot of walks, a lot of strikeouts. What's going to happen here on 3-2? Payoff pitch. Line drive base hit to left field. Josh Wainwright checks it a second. Hassel gets it into short. Lawrence Butler has the oppo single. That's a very nice plate appearance. Up will step a Rebiel Angeles. You don't have to do too much. You've got time if you're the Lansing Lugnuts. One run is already in this frame. You're trailing 8-1. It is just the third inning. Lázaro Armenteros leading off with a home run against Denny Dens. A Rebiel Angeles flied out to center field his first time up. The pitch, a curveball outside, ball one. Butler at first, right at second. There's one out. Right-handed batter, upright stance. Den sets at the waist, throws. Bouncer foul, pulled down the left side. He was way out in front. Denny Dens and Rebiel Angeles were teammates last year. So Angeles got to see firsthand what Denny Dens did to the Lansing Lugnuts. Dens named the High A Central's Pitcher of the Week July 27th through August 1st for 2 starts against Lansing. Angeles fouls this pitch straight back. Count is now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Combined, Dens 9 2/3 shutout innings. Struck out 10, he allowed only 2 hits. He gave the Lugnuts fits. He throws a 1-2. Low. Off speed taken for ball two. Josh Wainwright is at second. Lawrence Butler is at first with 1 out. We've seen hard contact against Dens in this frame, beginning with an Armenteros homer. A 2-2 pitch to Rebiel Angeles. Popped him up. And the infield. This is infield fly rule. Dens points. First baseman Basabe took command. But because runners were at first and second and one gone, Angeles was going to be out regardless of Basabe catching that pop, which he did. And there's 2 outs now in the third inning. This is about to be a crucial plate appearance for Tyler Soderstrom. And it won't be Soderstrom who's in. Matt Cross will step in place of Tyler to pinch hit. Remember, Soderstrom shaken up in the top half. The pitch to Cross. Swing and a miss. Off speed, strike one. And that is going to be something. Soderstrom shaken up on a foul ball off the bat of Angel Solarte. And he leaves the game. Precautionary reasons, same as Joshua Mears for Fort Wayne earlier. The pitch. Curveball. Strike called in the inside corner. It is 0-2. Here's the 2-strike pitch from Matt Cross. Fouled straight back. Cross coming into this plate appearance, hitting 167, 3 for 18. He does have a great deal of power. Lansing is down 8-1. Butler at first, right at second, 2 outs. The pitch, Ground ball bouncing foul, hopping up the left side. Austin Beck is waiting on deck for the Lansing Lugnuts. You just naturally want to say Beck on deck. 0-2 once again, Denny Dens. Check swing foul by Cross, who didn't even swing his bat, but it came up and in, and that might have hit off the knob. There was a player for the Lugnuts back in the day named Nick Sine, who I remember had a knob go-ahead RBI single. Don't even mean to. And sometimes it just works out your way. Here's the pitch. That is lined right back to Denny Dens. Drop it right there on the mound. He is out of the frame. Well, Denny Dens and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps allow one run in the bottom half of the third inning. And that was a Lázaro Armenteros home run. Two singles, stranded. Let's go to the fourth. It's 8-1, Fort Wayne leading Lansing.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make...
Do you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
To one, Fort Wayne leading Lansing as we open up the fourth inning. On the first pitch of the fourth, swatted up and foul, out of play to the left. Osvaldo Barrios dealing to Fort Wayne's Brandon Valenzuela. Glad to have you along here with me. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The pitch from Barrios. That's called a strike. Good fastball at the knees. Brandon Valenzuela, followed by Lopez and Basabe. 4-5-6 for the Tin Caps. The pitch, down and in. This is a little bit reminiscent of, yesterday when we saw Stevie Emanuels, the Game 2 starting pitcher for the Lansing Lugnuts. Brios strikes out Valenzuela. Now there's one down on the top of the fourth inning. Stevie Emanuels yesterday allowed four home runs, but he continued to pitch through six innings. Osvaldo Barrios, his first start of the year, remember, he gave up five runs in the first two innings, but he pitched the third and the fourth. Here he is in the fourth now, dealing. Hit in the air and foul to the left side. It's a really good illustration. When they say in the minor leagues that this is about development, it's a clear case for it, Barrios' pitch. Lopez takes down low, and that being... You're out here to get those reps. As long as the pitch count doesn't get too high, as long as you're able to pitch, you learn from your mistakes. A ground ball at the first base side. In comes Pat McCall to accept and then step on his bag. Now there's two outs. It was a really rough second inning for Barrios, coming in to relieve Hogan Harris. Harris had walked Olivia Basabe, then Angel Solarte, and he left. Barrios tossed a couple of wild pitches after strikeout of Anthony Villar. With Reyes drew a walk, Robert Hassel the third, an RBI double. Jared Dale hit by a pitch, Corey Rocher walked. There's a swing and a high fly hit to left side by Sabe. Here comes Armenteros. He's got it with one hand. And as well as Barrios, after getting victimized in that 7-run second inning, a scoreless third, and a perfect fourth inning.
So we play in a half now at Jackson Field. Lansing's on our trail. Score is 8-2-1. Gabriel's on his run from the Sand City.
A friend's going to show me the reviews. I told her she would also tell someone. She told me no, and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose my friend. I can't lose my friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose my reviews. I made a decision to submit it to Okay to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone is being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text Okay to Say. That's 652729. All tips is identity.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using Okay to Say.
Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Lugnuts got one run back in the bottom of the third inning. They're coming up, and now in the bottom of the fourth inning, Austin Beck, Patrick McCall, Jack Winkler. First pitch to Beck from the new reliever. A breaking ball down and away, ball one, as issued by Brandon Komar. Just in, replacing Denny Dens. Right-hander throws to right-hander. Beck takes low and away. Two balls and no strikes. Austin Beck batting fifth in the order. Fly to right his first time. He takes ball three, skipping in low. I just like how Austin Beck is seeing the baseball right now. This is such a different year than last year already. Komar throws. Outside for ball four. Beck is on. And you never know what a leadoff walk could ignite. Brandon Komar enters this appearance with a 6.14 ERA, three put innings in total. Delivers to Patrick McCall batting left. A fastball called a strike. McCall flied out to left fielder Hassel his first time up. He's 0-1. For Komar, 11 hits allowed among 31 total batters faced. One walk, six strikeouts. And a one. Outside. Danny Dens concludes his outing, three innings worked. He allows three hits, one run on the home run by Armenteros. The pitch from Komar stays outside again. Two balls and one strike on Patrick McCall. Brandon Komar is a command guy. He's not going to want to fall behind 3-1. You'd figure that this pitch will be hittable. Back at first, nobody out, 8-1 Fort Wayne. Here it comes. That is called a strike, and the count is even. Now, hittable, of course, is a relative term. Denny Dens, two strikeouts and one walk. And that one walk was issued to the very first batter that he faced. I would dare say this was a successful three-inning start. Komar's 2-2. A ground ball to second baseman Reyes. He grabs, feeds Dale at second one, rifled over to first. It's a double play with Basabe keeping his foot on the bag. 4-6-3. A wipe out that leadoff walk to Beck. Jack Winkler now with two outs and nobody on. Fort Wayne leading 8-1 in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The Lugnuts third baseman grounded out to third base's first trip. Komar offers low, ball one. Infield is back, except for first baseman Basabe. And that two is low. Two balls and no strikes. Olivia Basabe, which is a wonderful name to say, on top of other things, is way off of payoff at first base. The 2-0. That's called a strike from Komar. Brandon Komar from Elkhorn, Wisconsin, to the Littleton, Coloradan. Winkler, the pitch. Low. Komar's behind him, three balls and one strike. The man on deck is the home run hitter, Lázaro Armenteros, who's the reason that the Lugnuts trail 8-1. Komar issues. Swing and a miss by Winkler. 3-2. Jack Winkler has been utilized at shortstop, and today, back at third base, live bat, takes ball four, down and away. And that is just Komar's, third walk of the year. His second walk came to his first batter, Beck. I would say that Komar is not as sharp as we're used to seeing him. And now he does take on Lázaro Armenteros. Walk, double play ball, and walk. Big loss out of La Habana, Cuba. Right-hander to right-hander, 8-1 Fort Wayne. Taking all the way. Called a strike from Komar. Armenteros started out the year. Everything that he was hitting went to right field. And now we're seeing the pull power. A throw over to first base. Winkler dives back in. A fake throw by Basabe just to check on him. They'll have a laugh about that one. Just to see, could he deke him? That's the old Dave Bergman deke. Komar to Armenteros. Up and inside, nearly struck him. One ball and one strike. Josh Juan Wright is on deck. These are the 8-9 batters, and yet they are some dangerous hitters if you go by recent what's happened. A chopper down toward third. Nice backhand Lopez. Throws it across and got him. Justin Lopez plays such an easy third base for Fort Wayne. And for Lansing, nothing to show for the two walks in the fourth inning. One man stranded, 2-1. On our way now to the fifth inning from Lansing, Michigan.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
We open up the top of the fifth inning, and it begins with a base hit to center field by Angel Solarte off of Osvaldo Barrios. Austin Beck feeds it in. Leadoff single for Fort Wayne. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thank you for joining me. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps enter this fifth with an 8-1 lead. Osvaldo Barrios came out of the bullpen to relieve Hogan Harris in the second. And now here he is in the fifth. He has recorded 9 outs so far. And he is on the hook for, the majority of those runs in the 7-run second. The pitch. Hooking foul. It was drilled and home run distance, but the man got there a little bit too early. No balls and one strike, and the left-handed hitting catcher. Next pitch, Barrios misses down and away. I don't blame Osvaldo for missing down and away. Angel Solarte is at first, nobody out. The pitch, Solarte takes outside. Two balls and one strike. When they say a loud strike, they're not kidding. The right-hander Barrios out of Juncos, Puerto Rico. Deals. Up high and outside. 3-1 on Villar. These two have something in common, Barrios and Villar. And that is both of them were originally infielders before moving to their current position. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That's some nice off-speed added in. Count is full. You've got Villar, who is an infielder and a very good second baseman at the University of Miami. But now in the professional ranks, he's a catcher. A payoff from the pitcher Barrios. A chopper. Foul up the first base way. And the Lugnuts pad and a nice bare hand play made down there. That was James Gonzalez, the 21-year-old from Panama, with the bare hand effort. Osvaldo Barrios, the pitcher, used to be shortstop and third baseman. Misses down it in with the 3-2. He has walked Villar. A single and a walk, and Ripken Reyes is coming up. And let's see if Joe DeMeer starts to warm up again. And DeMeer's warmed up in the second inning. Didn't call upon him. Warmed up in the third inning. They didn't call upon him. Is that the bearded DeMeer's? It sure is. How many warm-up pitches do you think he'll need before he's warm? 2-1 and nobody out. 8-1 Fort Wayne, a Sunday matinee. In warm Lansing, Michigan. How nice it is to be able to say that. Barrios to it. Caught by first baseman McCall. Dives right at Villar and tags him out. An unassisted double play. And from first and second, nobody out. Now two outs. And Angel Solarte is the lone runner standing at second. If Solarte had been caught more unawares, there was a chance for three. Two outs. Robert Hassel the third. First pitch. Slider down and in. One ball, no strikes. A strikeout, an RBI double, a run scored, and a walk for the leadoff hitting left fielder. Fort Wayne 8, Lansing 1, but we are seeing highlights as this game continues through. Here's the pitch. Fouled up and away to the left side. That was beautiful and athletic by the 6'6 Pat McCall at first base. Jared Dale is waiting on deck. Barrios has his sign. Let's it fly. Down and in. Two balls and one strike. Next offering. Outside. Well, Barrios is well behind Hassel. 3-1. Lugnuts pitchers throughout this year have not walked a lot of batters. They've had other issues. A 3-1 pitch to the slugger. Outside for ball four. Hassel walks for a second time. I wonder how much longer before Phil Pohl thinks about going to Joe DeMeer's. It is so unusual to see a reliever warm up in three different innings of a game, especially in the minor leagues. Well, two on, two out. Jared Dale from the right side. 8-1 Fort Wayne leads in the fifth. The pitch, a ground ball down toward third. Accepted by Winkler, takes it to his base just in time with Solarte sliding in feet first. And Osvaldo Barrios puts up a goose egg in the top of the fifth inning. That'll do. We're halfway to the house now. From Jackson Field, it is 8-1 in favor of the visitors from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
All right, crew, let's get it dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Lugnuts are trailing 8-1 going to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Right-hander Brandon Komar returns for his second inning of work. Briggs Dressler, glad to have you along here with me. As the Lugnuts bring up 9-1-2, Josh Wainwright takes ball one. Right will be followed by the top of the order, the Butlers, Johnny Butler and Lawrence Butler. Komar's pitch, right a check swing, went around too far on the breaking ball away. That was called by the home plate umpire, Juska. I do not think that Wright was convinced. One ball and one strike. Komar throws. Breaking ball, missed the front door, missed the inside corner. Wright is 1-for-1 with a single in a right field. 8-for-16 now this year. 2-1. Hitter's pitch. Ground ball bounced down to third. Justin Lopez, adept, sidesteps it and throws it flat-footed down to first base. There's one gone. He plays such an easy brand of baseball. Justin Lopez, no troubles at all. And now top of the order, Johnny Butler swings and misses, strike one. And Justin Lopez takes it in. And then there's just no step across. The sidearm motion. And Butler takes a pitch outside. One out, nobody on. We are in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Lansing is batting down 8-1. The pitch. Butler lines it to left field. That's a base hit. Hassel to his right to cut it off. Johnny screeches around first, a third of the way to second to dare the throw, and then returns to first base with a single. He's on base for a second time in 3 plate appearances. It's his first base hit of the ball game. And now Lawrence Butler. Here's the pitch. Lawrence takes ball one. Johnny Butler, good speed at first base. Lawrence Butler, 1-for-2 with a single, his last time up. Just trying to scratch their way back into this game. Komar throws outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. It's not done yet. The Lugnuts have too much potential for offense. Komar deals. Outside, 3 balls, no strikes. And on the other side, how about Osvaldo Berrios putting up some goose eggs in the third, the fourth, the fifth innings? That keeps Fort Wayne at just 8 runs, quote unquote. 3-0, hide away, ball four. Lawrence Butler has joined his team leading 12th walk of the year. He was never truly tempted, and that pushes Johnny Butler down to second base. Now Arribia Angeles takes the first pitch in. And that's ball 5 from Komar. Kumar walked two in the fourth inning, but a scoreless inning. He got a double play grounder to help him out. Here in the fifth inning, the leadoff ground out by Wright, then the single and a walk. He's looking for another ground ball. The pitch. That's called a strike in the outside corner. Right-hander to right-hander, 8-1. Lansing trails, 2-1-1 out. The pitch. Line drive, center field. In comes Rocher. It hangs up for him. He nabs out number two. Angeles is retired. Butler back to first. Butler back to second. And Matt Cross now. Cross is in there in place of Tyler Soderstrom, departed due to injury precaution after getting shaken up defensively at catcher. Cross lined out to the pitcher's first time. Second time up, he takes the first pitch low. One ball and no strikes. With two outs and Johnny Butler at second and Lawrence Butler at first. And both Butlers run well. The pitch from Kumar. Breaking ball, strike called, though not caught cleanly by Villar. One ball, one strike. Would you believe me if I told you that Joe Demers is warming up again? And I think that this time it's for real. I think we'll see Demers in the sixth. Johnny Butler runs. The pitch hits Matt Cross. And the bases are loaded. Here now is Austin Beck, who had a grand slam last year. Bases loaded with two outs in the bottom half of the fifth inning. And Brandon Kumar is inviting the Lugnuts to get back into this game. Right-hander against right-hander. Beck walked on four pitches against Kumar in the fourth inning, one inning ago, first batter that Kumar faced. Kumar starts him off here. Beck hits it high and deep to left field. Did he get it? Yes, he did! A grand slam to Goodhops! Just like that, the Lugnuts are back within three. How grand does it feel? Austin Beck's second round tripper of the year. That baseball soared out over the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame and led it amongst the Good Hops patrons way out in left center. The pitch to Pat McCall. Low from Kumar. Ball one. It is 8-5 now. Here's the pitch. Outside. Two balls, no strikes to McCall. Well, Kumar extended the invitation, and Austin Beck barged through the door. McCall takes outside, ball three. Kumar just has not had it. And Fort Wayne will warm up a reliever. And McCall is 0-2, grounded into a double play last inning against Kumar. And it takes a called strike here, red light all the way. It's 3-1. Kumar to the plate. Broken bat, ground ball, foul down the left side. Two outs with the bases empty. And now Patrick McCall with a new bat in hand steps back in. Little Harry Belafonte plays him back. McCall takes a called strike three, and the side is retired. The inning is over. But Austin Beck slams Brandon Kumar. And as we go,
to the sixth inning now. It is Fort Wayne 8, Lansing 5. Hang on tight. Five innings complete from Jackson Field on a Capital City Market Kids Day.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see.
It could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, hey, look, it's Joe Demers who's on the mound for the Lansing Lugnuts starting up the sixth inning. And Lansing is now down 8-5. An Austin Beck grand slam making things very, very interesting in the bottom half of the fifth. Joe Demers, the right-hander, throws to Corey Rocher, batting left. Ground ball past the mound, backhanded by Josh Wainwright, though it took him down to his knee, and he has no chance to make the throw to first base. An infield single for Rocher. Brandon Valenzuela steps in next, then Justin Lopez, as this is the mid part of the order for Fort Wayne. Brandon Valenzuela, the switch hitter, bats from the left side. Two for three today. Pitch outside, crosses, throw down, one hops into center field. Rocher didn't identify it, and Beck was quickly backing up, so he'll stop right there with the steal. Rocher's sixth steal and seven tries this year. He's quickly into scoring position. As you can tell, the urgency has now changed for Fort Wayne. It's a little bit different now that this is a three-run game. Joe Demers to Valenzuela. 1-0. That's lifted to shallow left. Armenteros comes onward. He's there. He makes a one-handed catch. And Valenzuela, a difficult out, but the first out of the top of the sixth inning. Now Justin Lopez against Joe Demers. Demers in his fourth appearance of the year, 7 1/3 innings coming in with 6 strikeouts, 1 walk. League batting 269 against him. An 11th rounder 4 years ago by the Oakland Athletics. Right-hander looks back at the runner at second, then throws. Oh, he fooled him with the off-speed away. Lopez went around too far for strike one. The switch hitting Lopez, batting left. One out, Rocher at second, 8-5 tin caps. Demers misses inside. The set by Demers. The pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, that backdoor breaking ball that's so tantalizing. One ball and two strikes is the count. Just Rocher's at second. The pitch inside, gets away from cross, to the backstop it goes, and Rocher to third base. Wild pitch.
Now the Lansing infield coming in. Demers delivers outside. It has run full to Justin Lopez. Three balls, two strikes. Rocher at third, one out. The pitch hit in the air to center. This is deep enough. Austin Beck has the catch. At third, Rocher's tag. Beck's throw up the first baseline. Rocher scores standing on a sack fly by Lopez. And now it's 9-5. All within a good day's work. Two outs, nobody on for Olivia Basabe. And all of that from the infield single, a ground ball that second baseman Wright went to his right on, kept from getting out of the infield but couldn't make a play. Rocher stole second, wild pitch to third, and the sacrifice fly brought him in. Olivia Basabe takes a called strike one. Simple as that. That is manufacturing a run if you're Fort Wayne. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball for a called strike two. Basabe is 0-2. A walk and a run scored his first plate appearance. And since then, a fly out to right and a fly out to left. This pitch misses down and away. Doesn't tempt him. Ball one. Yesterday, in game one of the doubleheader, remember, Fort Wayne won at 13-9. This has a little bit of that feel. The pitch, slider down and away, taken for ball two. But here's the question. Can the Lugnuts keep the pressure on the bullpen? Yesterday, in game one, it was tied up 7-7, and then the Tin Caps found distance on their way to victory. Demers throws. Breaking ball just inside. And I wonder there. Catcher cross, I believe, was set up away. And then that pitch came back toward the front door. So that did not give him any favors. But Demers left it in. And it's 3-2 on Olivia Basabe, the Fort Wayne first baseman. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Fastball swung at and missed. He struck him out. Side retired on the top of the sixth. One hit, one run. Nobody left on for Fort Wayne. Tin Caps build their lead now to 9-5 through 5.5 from Jackson Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's 9-5 as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning, and Fort Wayne goes to the pen once more. Seth Mayberry has come out of the bullpen for Fort Wayne. Mayberry, the right-hander from Dinwiddie, Virginia, 6'3", 200 pounds. Taken in the 39th round 4 years ago from Dinwiddie High School. First batter against him, Jack Winkler, grounds the first pitch to shortstop. Nice hop for Jared Dale. The throw to first comes from that sidewind angle on time. One down. Lázaro Armenteros steps in next. Right-hander throws to right-hander. Armenteros takes ball one outside. It is 9-5. Armenteros gave the Lugnuts their first run in the bottom of the third inning with a solo home run out to left. It was his third home run of the year. At the time, it made it 8-1 Fort Wayne. The pitch in. And then another big swing two innings later. Austin Beck with a grand slam. That accounts for Lansing's five runs. The pitch from Mayberry. Strike called on the outer edge. 2-1. Well, Mayberry comes in replacing Brandon Komar for Fort Wayne, who gave up that grand slam. Mayberry throws. Strike two called. Armenteros does not like that call, to put it mildly. Two innings worked for Komar. Two hits, three walks, four runs on one blast. 2-2 pitch from Mayberry. Breaking ball is up. Count is full. For Seth Mayberry, appearance number four this year for Fort Wayne. Four runs allowed on five hits and three and a third. That's a payoff pitch. Swinging. He was out in front of the off speed. Two outs and nobody on for Josh Wainwright. Right-hander against right-hander. Number nine hitter. The pitch runs in. Nearly hit him. And that one almost ended up inside of a belt loop. Riders one for two with a single. Mayberry is looking for a 1-2-3 inning, protecting a 9-5 lead. Swing and a miss. That's a high slider. One ball and one strike. The pitch. Another slider is popped up at a foul ground. Catcher Villar can't grab it. Lunging in front of the Lugnuts, first base side on deck circle. So Wright stays up there with a count at one ball and two strikes. Maybe he'll do something with his other opportunity. Johnny Butler hoping for his chance this frame with a made aboard. Mayberry deals. Slider swung at and missed. No, sir. 1-2-3 against Mayberry, and that slider looks wicked. We're going to the seventh inning now from Jackson Field. It is Lansing trailing Fort Wayne, 9-5.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It's going to be the second inning of work out of the pen for Joe Demers, the former Washington Husky, with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps leading the Lansing Lugnuts by a 9-5 score. Last game of a six-game series from Michigan State Capitol. These two teams, though, will meet up in June once again and back here in Lansing. They face one another for 18 games in 2022, and 12 of them are in Lansing, six later on this year at Fort Wayne at Parkview Field. Demers against Salate, Villar, and Reyes. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's the pitch to Angel Solorte. A ground ball up the middle. The shortstop Angeles to his left. He got there, but he couldn't secure it, let alone transfer and try a throw. As it was, he just left it where it was, back into the left of second base, where Josh Juan Wright picks it up to settle. Infield single, Angel Solorte. He's on for a third time. It is his second knock. And so with the first batter of the top of the seventh inning on, here comes the number eight hitter in the lineup for the Tin Caps, Anthony Villar. Villar is 0 for 2 with a walk his last time. Bats left, open stance. Demers throws. Off speed, away. Ball one. Hogan Harris, the Lugnut starter, one inning plus, one hit, three runs. Two of them were earned. Two walks, two strikeouts. The pitch, as the runner moves second base, the tag is late as Solorte went in standing. Angel Solorte has the steal, losing his batting helmet along the way. It is not all that often you see a runner go to second base standing up. Well, Angel Solorte with his second stolen base of the year in a scoring position. Two balls, no strikes to Villar. Here it comes. A ground ball pulled on the right side. Room service hop, Josh Juan Wright throws to first for out number one. And Solorte now over to third base. And let's see if strategy suggests that the Lugnuts bring the infield in now. Feels a little bit like last inning. Leadoff single, infield single by Corey Rocher. Stole second, wild pitch to third. Sack fly brought him in. Well, here you go. Infield in, one out for Ripken Reyes. 9-5 Fort Wayne. Takes the first pitch. Fair called strike in the inside corner. Demers to the plate. That hits Reyes. And Fort Wayne is runners at first and third. That is the third hit by pitch for a Lugnuts pitcher in this game. Reyes at first, Solorte at third. Now the Lugnuts middle infielders will play for two. Now the batter is the left-handed hitting leadoff man, Robert Hassel III, who is 1-for-2 with an RBI double, a run scored. He has walked each of his last two plate appearances. Fort Wayne is leading 9-5 and looking for more in the seventh. The pitch on the outside corner, a called strike from Demers. Robert Hassel III, rated by MLB Pipeline as the number 37 prospect in all of minor league baseball entering this year. The fabled top one. And 0-1 now from Demers. Rides up and away. A one ball, one strike. And this is a turning point of a half inning. And there's a chance for the Tin Caps to really widen the distance. Their lead is four. Double play ball would retire the side and thwart them. The pitch away around the outside corner. And Demers is behind Hassel. Two balls and one strike. Robert Hassel III rated the number two prospect in the Padres organization, but let's be honest, there's a lot of competition there. Here's the pitch. That's grounded to short. This could be two. Anale steps on second, throws to first. That was the wrong move. The throw to first came in well late. He did force out Ripken Reyes, all the while Solorte scores. And Robert Hassel III beats out the RBI fielder's choice. Now, is there the chance to turn to if Anale flips it to right and then Josh Juan Wright throws to first base? You tell me. But as it was, it's now 10-5 Fort Wayne. And credit Robert Hassel III with his second RBI of the game, his 15th for the year. He just has too much speed to try to convert something like that. You need to be sharp. Angeles' former teammate trying to do the trick against him. And Angeles was not close to second base when he grabbed that grounder. He had a long ways to travel. Now the pitch to Jared Dale. Fouled up and away to the right side. Strike one. So the leadoff infield single does, in fact, lead to a run. Interesting. Watching Fort Wayne after doubleheader yesterday, in which they played gorilla ball with 7 home runs, going small ball. 10-5, doubling up the Lugnuts. 2 outs, runner at first in the 7th. The pitch, up and inside to Dale. The hard stuff from Demers. 1-1. Demers replaced Osvaldo Berríos, who relieved Hogan Harris in the 2nd, took it through the 5th. 4 innings, 5 hits, 5 walks, 5 runs. The pitch, fouled away to the right side. A baseball into the rooftop. Well, that's when you have to worry about the gutter monster. But up into the suites, into the seats, and there are fans who exit the suite on this beautiful sunny day, and they're getting applause for collecting that souvenir. Hassel, a threat to run at first base, 2 gone. 1-2 pitch for Jared Dale. Bouncing ball to shortstop Angeles, grabs, throws to second, right gets the force on Hassel, side retired. Fort Wayne scores 1-1 hit, 1 hit by pitch, 1 left on, 10-5 Tin Caps. And now to the bottom half of the 7th inning. Fort Wayne 10, Lansing 5. What do the Lugnuts have in store? Johnny Butler leads off and takes ball 1 outside from right-handed Fort Wayne reliever Seth Mayberry. 2nd inning of work out of the pen for Mayberry against the top of the order. Butler, and Angeles. The pitch. That's high and away. I suppose I could have said against Johnny Butler, against Lawrence Butler, and against Aurebiel Butler. Just nominate him for the Butler Club right now. Left-handed batter waits. Right-handed pitcher's pitch is swung out and missed. Oh, the count is 2-1. Well, Lansing warms up an arm in the pen down the right side. Kumar Nambiar, the lefty from Yale. Still hitters count. Mayberry's delivery. Cued foul off the end of the bat. Rolling up the left side, right in front of that Fort Wayne dugout. And one of the members came out to field it clean. And then Ryan Ock, whom we saw in relief yesterday, goes out and collects a paper that had been dropped. 2-2. Hammered foul down the right side. That baseball into the netting. Well, that's good, because there were cars driving northbound up Larch Street that was going to pose a threat. Johnny Butler's 1-for-2 with a walk, a flyout, a single, and a run scored. Mayberry's 2-2. That's a line drive hooked foul into the bleacher seats down the right side. Mayberry delivers. High and outside. 3-2 on Johnny Butler. It is really easy to enjoy what Johnny Butler brings to the table for this Lansing squad. Here he is leading off today, getting on base, making the pitcher's life miserable. Payoff pitch is skied, though, in the infield. Foul ground up the third base way. Justin Lopez into fair territory, makes the catch in a snow cone toward the mound. Oh, that got treacherous up there with the wind, and it keeps Johnny Butler off the bases. First out of the bottom of the seventh. I'm going to put a star next to that one on my scorecard. That's a very fine defensive third baseman, Justin Lopez, making what turned into a difficult play, and it nearly popped out of his glove. One out, nobody on. The pitch to Lawrence Butler. A breaking ball across the outside corner. And a called strike. A strikeout, a single, a walk, and a run scored for Lawrence Butler. One out, nobody on. Lansing's down 10-5. The pitch hits this one in the air. Guess where? Left side, third baseman Lopez, behind his bag with an easier catch. Just decrease that degree of difficulty. Two pop-outs to third. Two outs for Eurybiel Angeles. The pitch sails outside, ball one from Mayberry. Two outs, nobody on. Is there a spark of something here in the seventh? Lansing is down 10-5. Righty to righty. Slider down and away. Angeles is looking for his first time on the bases today. In general, we have seen that the Lugnuts have been able to rely on him for at least a knock or two a game. He's 0 for 3. Two-ball pitch inside. Three balls, no strikes. Matt Cross is waiting on deck. Ball got away from the Lansing pen. That's how play will be stopped as they retrieve. 10-5 here in the bottom of the seventh. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, in the top of the seventh, Great Lakes is leading Lake County 6-5. The pitch misses in. Ball four. Angeles given the free pass. Out a two-out base runner for Lansing to extend things for Matt Cross, the Buffalo native. Lake County's record entering play today 6-8. The Great Lakes Loons at 5-9. Oh, Joe Nerano just doubled in Connor Cox. And they're tied up 6-6 right now in Great Lakes at Dow Diamond. That was a game that the Loons led 6-0 going to the fifth inning, and that lead has been wiped out. That's an hour and a half to our north. The pitch to Matt Cross is low. Ball five from Mayberry. Lansing batting, trailing 10-5 in the home seventh, but Angeles at first, now with two outs. Matt Cross is 0-1, hit by a pitch, and scored a run his last time up. Austin Beck was the man who knocked him in. He's on deck. Beck hit a grand slam his last at-bat. Mayberry's 1-0. Ball too low to Cross. West Michigan is getting trounced by the Dayton Dragons, 8-1, bottom of the seventh. Dayton is really good. And if the Dragons win today, they'll improve their record to 11-4 and drop the Whitecaps to 7-8. Mayberry's pitch. Cross swings away on 2-0 and missed it. That was difficult. Pitcher's pitch biting in. 2-1. Meanwhile, over in the West Division, it's Beloit leading in South Bend 2-1 going to the fifth inning. Quad Cities blanking Wisconsin 7-0, end of 4. 2-1 hitter's pitch for Cross. A ground ball to shortstop. Room service hop, Jared Dale. Flips it over to Reyes at second, forcing out Angeles. And this inning is over. Just a walk and a man left. But no hits and no runs for Lansing. And let's go now to the eighth inning. It is 10-5. The Lansing Lugnuts trail the Fort Wayne Tin Caps.
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
We played seven, going to the eighth, Fort Wayne 10, Lansing 5. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Glad to have you along here with me. Adam Jack's away. He'll rejoin me next weekend from Lake County. The Tin Caps for this upcoming top of the eighth inning. We'll start things off with Corey Rocher, followed by Brandon Valenzuela and then Justin Lopez. And this is all coming against a new Lansing Lugnuts hurler in the southpaw. Kumar Nambiar out of Larchmont, New York has come on. Lefty-lefty, Nambiar throws. Rocher takes a called strike on the outside corner. Kumar is making his sixth appearance of the year. 7 2/3 innings, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. League batting .207 against him. His pitch hooks to the outer edge. Strike 2 called. He was the subject of a pregame interview yesterday. I guess I could say a postgame / pregame interview. An interview that played in between time called at home plate. Talked to Kumar about a variety of different topics, coming from Yale, changing his major, Settlers of Catan. The pitch bounced it in. 1-2. The first thing that you need to know about him simply is, as a pitcher, he's a command guy. Cutter, fastball, curveball, changeup. He's got a variety of different stuff. He throws. Smacked up the middle off of Kumar, and that baseball hops into center field. A base hit. Austin Beck relays it in. That was a sizzler of a single for Corey Rocher. My goodness. Brendan Valenzuela is coming up. The catcher Matt Cross went out there to check on Kumar, who then gives the thumbs up. Hey, Phil Pohl. Hey, Jake Ruthier. Hey, pitching coach Gabriel Osuna. All is well. Now Kumar will take on Brandon Valenzuela. If you would like to hear any of these Lansing Lugnuts interviews throughout the year, today, Patrick McCall, for example. The pitch to Brandon Valenzuela at the knees for a called strike 1. Switch hitter batting right. If you go to LansingLugnuts.com, there's an easy way to access all the media throughout this year, all the interviews from this year and from past years, too. The pitch runs in. 1-1 from the lefty. Fort Wayne is batting, leading 10-5, with Rocher at first base and nobody out. So if you hover over team on LansingLugnuts.com and you click on press box, curveball's outside for 2. Press box under team on the drop-down menu. That is where you will find all of your media information throughout the year. The media guide, the interviews, and so much more. The pitch on the outside corner. Had a called strike 2. Brandon RBI single. A 2-run double. Let's see here. He loops it to left field. Juan Monteros goes back and then crouches to make the catch. Valenzuela flies out here in the eighth inning. 1 out. Rocher back to first base for Justin Lopez. Here in the top of the eighth, we'll look around the Oakland Athletics organization as Lopez swings and misses the initial offering. Strike 1. Lopez is 1-for-3 officially with a 2-run single and a sac fly. Nambiar's pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Nambiar looks at the runner, Rocher. The pitch misses him. 1-2 now on Justin Lopez. All right, let's look around the Oakland Athletics organization on this lovely Sunday at the ballpark. Temperatures nice and warm here today, just like they were yesterday. 1-2 pitch, hit in the air, on the right side, into shallow right field. This is trouble. Second baseman right out. That falls in between right and the right fielder, Butler. Butler quickly picks it into second, but Rocher advances safely up 90 feet. And Justin Lopez is on at first with a Texas leaguer of a single. 2-1, one out for Olivier Basabe. That was looking innocent off the bat, and then suddenly, and checking the vicinity, there simply was not a Lugnuts defender, not Butler and Wright, Wright at second, or McCall at first base, who was anywhere close. And it feels like I'm doing an Abbott and Costello routine. Nambiar throws outside, ball one. When I talk about at right, Wright is the name of the second baseman. Johnny Butler is the name of the right fielder. The Oakland A's will get underway in approximately 50 minutes time against the Rangers. Cole Irvin on the mound. Nambiar to the plate. Inside. Two balls, no strikes. Here it's 10-5, Fort Wayne leading Lansing. Now the Tin Caps have Rocher at second and Lopez at first. One man out. Olivier Basabe is 0-3 with a walk and a run scored. Right-handed batter. Here it comes. Outside from Nambiar. Uh-oh. Three balls, no strikes. Triple-A level. Zach Logue is starting today for the Las Vegas Aviators, just back to the minor leagues following his major league debut, in which he received the win. 3-0. Strike called in the outside corner. 3-1 to Basabe, who is already set to discard his bat. Scoreless inning for Logue against the El Paso Chihuahuas. That is the AAA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. So Padres A's affiliates meeting up high A and AAA. Curveball high from Nambiar. He's walked Basabe to load up the bases. And Angel Solarte is coming up next. You'd love a double play ball now if you're Nambiar, but first here comes the pitching coach, Gabriel Osuna, out there. As Fort Wayne is looking to add to a 10-5 lead. Lugnuts only runs a solo home run by Lázaro Armenteros and a grand slam by Austin Beck. Train is in the distance. Yesterday, Double A Midland hammered the Wichita Wind Surge 15-4. And right now, it's the opposite. They're getting shut out 6-0. So far, three hits, though, for Midland. Zach Geloff is 1-for-2 with a single. The second rounder from last year is hitting .333. Max Schumann has walked. Shane Selman a single. Jordan Diaz a double. Diaz is getting his bat going. Ready for play as Nambiar deals in a cold strike to Angel Solarte. Matt Milburn got the start in that game for Midland, allowing 6 runs and 4 Ks. 0-1 from Nambiar. Solarte takes a cold strike, too. He thought it was under the arms. And then, at the single-A level, starting up in a little less than 2 hours, the Stockton Ports will take on the Inland Empire 66ers. Nambiar misses in. 1-2. Basabe at first, Lopez at second, and Rocher at third for Fort Wayne with one out. Looks like Angelo Infante warms up in the Lugnuts pen. Nambiar's 1-2. That's tapped foul at home plate. That's tough. Good curveball. But Solarte got a piece. Anthony Villar is waiting on deck. Bases loaded on 2 singles and a walk. The number 7 hitter, Solarte, waits. The pitch. Outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fort Wayne has scored so many runs in this series, with the exception of Thursday. The Lansing Lugnuts shut them out and won 2-0. But the rest of these games, what an offensive showing. That's up and in. And the count is full. Well, it's 10-5 Tin Caps right now. They won 10-3, 9-7, lost 2-0, won 13-9, and 6-2. Base is loaded, one out. The 3-2 is fouled away to the right side. In the bottom half of this eighth inning, we will see Austin Beck leading off, followed by Patrick McCall and Jack Winkler. But this is a huge danger right now of Fort Wayne turning this game into a rout. Nambio's pitch, a line drive to right center field, and that ball is down for base hit, cut off on a hop by Johnny Butler. It brings in two runs. Basabe scampers all the way to third as Rocher and Lopez check in. A two-run single for Angel Solarte at Fort Wayne. It is Solarte's third hit of the game. And now the batter is Anthony Villar. Still only one out in the top of the eighth inning against Nambiar. Villar, the number eight hitter, lefty to lefty. The pitch up and inside, ball one. The numbers are ugly if you're looking at what Lansing's pitchers have done this year, and that is starters and relievers. And today is not going to help. It's an 11-hit barrage for Fort Wayne on this Sunday. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball swatted up and foul off to the left side. Now that said, this is the joy of minor league baseball. Because what you need to do is freeze frame things on a month-by-month basis and sometimes on a week-to-week basis. And right when you're not watching, Nambiar's pitch, a line drive caught by first baseman McCall. He's got his second unassisted double play of the game. He doubles off Solarte on the side retired. Look, it's baseball. Things can happen at a moment's notice. And just like Patrick McCall, you've just got to be ready for the winds to change. If that line drive comes your way, turn it into two. We'll go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Two more runs tacked on by Fort Wayne. It is now the Tin Caps 12, the Lugnuts 5.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Baseball's a funny, funny game. Patrick McCall has had two unassisted double plays at first base today. And as we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, McCall is due to come up. But first it's going to be Austin Beck, and then McCall, and then Jack Winkler. 5-6-7 batters for the bottom of the eighth, taking on Nick Twaits, the new Fort Wayne pitcher in, with the Tin Caps leading the Lansing Lugnuts by a 12-5 score. Twaits wears number 30, right-hander to right-hander, pitching to Austin Beck. Fastball called a strike, a high strike on the outside corner. Austin Beck is 1-for-2 with a walk and a grand slam. A one. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So Beck already this year with two home runs. He doubled his RBI total. Austin Beck 6-for-20. The step back, the leg kick, the pitch. Hand in the air, twisting foul. Over to the right side, over the Lugnuts pen, and off into the bleachers. Stays alive at no balls and two strikes. against Twaits, making his fourth relief appearance for Fort Wayne. And five in the third inning, six hits, strikeouts. Here it is. An elevated fastball. Beck went around too far for strike three. Final line for Seth Mayberry, who pitched the sixth and the seventh innings. No runs allowed, no hits allowed. He struck out two, he walked one. There have been a couple of hiccups for Fort Wayne's pen, but I would say, largely, their bullpen has fared fairly well here in the series, as Patrick McCall takes a called strike one from Twaits. Nick Twaits out of Osgood, Ohio, drafted 4 years ago from Fort Recovery High School. Pitches and missed the outside corner. One ball, one strike. His Tin Caps lead 12-5 over Lansing, and the Lugnuts are five outs away from defeat. Let's see what McCall can manage here. He's 0-3. Pitch on its way off the Hezzy. Line drive, right center, base hit to the right of second baseman Reyes. Solarte gets it in from right. McCall's first base hit of the game, and it looked like he caught that off the hands, too. That brings up Jack Winkler with a teammate on at first and one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Winkler's 0-2. First pitch swinging sends it skyward out toward center. Rocher comes in, calling off Reyes for the catch. Well, there's two down. Now Lázaro Armenteros, Lansing down 12-5 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two outs with McCall at first base. I went looking up Fort Recovery. After all, the pitcher Nick Twaits went to Fort Recovery High School, and that's where he was drafted. Fort Recovery in Mercer County, Ohio. Breaking ball called strike one in the outside corner to Armenteros. Well, Fort Recovery, reading from Wikipedia, so we'll take this as we please, but first established in 1793. Ground ball left side, grabbed by third baseman Justin Lopez, who feeds second on the force, and the inning is over. First established under orders from General Anthony Wayne. Fort Wayne. General Anthony Wayne, Mad Anthony Wayne, if you know about the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. Well, if you're from Osgood, Ohio, you're from Fort Recovery, there's a good connection there to Fort Wayne. And here's Nick Twaits tossing a scoreless inning in the bottom of the eighth for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, sending us to the ninth inning. The Tin Caps leading the Lansing Lugnuts 12-5.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Hey, come with me if you please into the ninth inning from Jackson Field. The Lansing Lugnuts are down. The score is 12-5. And Lansing goes back to the bullpen for the top half of the ninth inning, down by seven. The man out there, right-hander Angelo Infante, who deals a called strike on the outside corner to Fort Wayne's number nine batter, Ripken Reyes. Reyes is 1-for-2 today. He swings and fouls this pitch out of play to the left side, into the screen, nothing and two. So for Ripken, a walk and a run scored, a single, a line into a double play, and hit by pitches last time up. That is eventful from the nine spot. Here's his fifth plate appearance. That lets you know how Fort Wayne has fared. The pitch from Infante. Laced foul. That scatters the Lugs' pen, but that ball did get over them. And no balls and two strikes on Ripken Reyes. I'll tell you more about Angelo Infante. He throws. Missed outside. Just not close enough to tempt the batter. Hassel and Dale to follow. That's the top of the order for Fort Wayne with his 12-5 lead. And the right-hander comes set. Kicks. 1-2. Off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Angelo Infante has been one of the most effective Lansing relievers so far. The right-hander out of Maracaibo, Venezuela. Just turned 23. The kick. The pitch. A breaking ball is swatted foul on the ground right side. Bounced off the concrete wall in front of the tarp. And then rebounded down the right side, where a quick-thinking Lansing Lugnuts reliever, the lefty James Gonzalez, cleared it out of play. Appearance number 5 for Infante here this afternoon. Let's it fly. Reyes hooks this line drive fair down the right field line, eluding McCall. That baseball is kicking around in the corner, and he's got speed. Dashes around to second base. Holds up there. Johnny Butler got it in. Lead-off double for Ripken Reyes, who's on base for a fourth time. Top of the order time. Here's Robert Hassel III. Hassel is 1-for-3 out of the leadoff spot with an RBI double, an RBI fielder's choice, and a couple of walks. Left-handed batter. The pitch. Driven foul a ways down the left side. Strike one. Look back at the runner. Now the pitch. Down and away from Infante. One ball, one strike. Just looking at that Lansing Lugnuts upcoming schedule. It all starts after this game ends. Capital City Market Kids Day. Ground ball past the diving third baseman Winkler into left field. Base hit. Reyes advances 90 feet. Napo single for Hassel as Armenteros gets it in. Double and a single have opened up the ninth inning for Fort Wayne. And now here's Jared Dale with runners at the corners and the Tin Caps leading 12-5. After today's game ends, because it's a Capital City Market Kids Day, kids run the bases and then there's ice cream across the street at Capital City Market. High fly ball, deep left center. It hits off the top of the 20-foot-tall wall. Reyes scores. Hassel's held at third. And as the throw comes in, Jared Dale lands at second base with an RBI double. 13-5, Fort Wayne. They have not stopped swinging. But for Dale, that is his first hit of the game. And his eighth extra base hit of the year. He laid the lumber. That pitch from Angelo Infante. Well, up from ball one, up and in. 13-5. And I don't think Fort Wayne is done. The pitch to Rozier. A breaking ball called a strike as the wind is really whipping now. And this is going to cause problems for anybody who hits the ball in the air, unless you know you drill the ball through the wind. Corey Rozier did not start this game, but he did have to come in the first inning. And Vante throws. Missed outside. Two balls, one strike. Rozier pinch ran for Joshua Mears after Mears was hit by a pitch on the hands. Scored the first run of the game for Fort Wayne, coming in on the Valenzuela RBI single. Pitch on its way. Line drive caught by the lunging Angeles at shortstop. And that's out number one. Dale back to second. Hassel back to third. Now Brandon Valenzuela. Valenzuela has knocked in three with a single and a two-run double. Strikeout and two flyouts to left since then. Back to the Lugnut schedule. So coming up this week, games at Lake County Tuesday through Sunday. The pitch hit in the air, into the wind. Third baseman Winkler makes the catch near the railing. Now there's two outs. That series against Lake County, all of the games, Tuesday through Friday at 6:35 p.m., Saturday, 1 p.m. And then the very first day in the merry, merry month of May, 1 o'clock p.m., Sunday, May the 1st, before the Lugnuts are home, May the 3rd through May the 15th, with one off day in between. The pitch to Justin Lopez is lashed foul to the left, strike one. 13-5, Fort Wayne, top of the ninth inning, two outs, and a third base hassle at second, Dale. From May the 3rd through May the 8th, it's the Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps at Jackson Field. Infante to the plate, down and away. One ball, one strike, and Lopez, switch hitter, batting left. Two for four, a single, actually two singles, one of them a two-run single, and he also has a sac fly, three RBI in total. Infante deals, down and away again, two balls and one strike. From May the 10th, through May the 15th, the Lugnuts will welcome in the Dayton Dragons. And both May the 3rd and May the 10th, Tuesdays, are 11:05 a.m. school day games. A ground ball foul, a grand slam school day at that. 11:05 a.m. Tuesday, May the 3rd, and Tuesday, May the 10th, grand slam school day is returning to Jackson Field. A grand slam school night on Friday, May the 6th. And then on Saturday, May the 7th, it's comic book night. A 2-2 pitch from Infante. Swing and a miss. Strikes out Justin Lopez and ends the top of the ninth inning. For the Fort Wayne team, one, two runners stranded in scoring position. As we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning, it is now 13-5, Team Caps on top of the Nuts.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no, and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship. I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the disease. I made a decision that it's negative to okay to say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important on the long run. If you know someone who's being abused, you want to tell scared, that's okay. It's okay. You can text okay to say. That's 6-5-7-7-2-9. All texts are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Three outs remain for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps from a 13-5 Sunday afternoon win at Lansing. And that would do it for this series. They have sent Luke Boyd to the mound to close things out today. Boyd against Wright, Butler, and Butler, 9-1-2 in the order. Luke Boyd so far this year, two appearances, two innings, one unearned run. The right-hander throws, outside ball one to the right-handed hitting, Joshua Wright. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Wright is 1-for-3 out of the nine hole. Boyd's pitch, slider outside at two balls and no strikes. 5 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Lugnuts. A solo home run for Lázaro Armenteros, a grand slam for Austin. Swing and a miss, strike one. And on the other side for Fort Wayne, 13 runs on 14 hits and no errors for the Tin Caps. The Tin Caps have not hit a home run today. They hit 7 yesterday. The pitch misses down and away. 3 balls, 1 strike from Boyd. Instead, what the Tin Caps have done is they've had runners all over the bases throughout this game. 14 hits, plus they have drawn 8 walks. Right, a check swing. Pitch came inside and hit him. Lansing's very first batter is on for this bottom half of the ninth inning. The native Panamanian aborted first base to bring up Johnny Butler out of Shanahan, Illinois. Butler distinguished himself at NC State. Batting left, first pitch, taking inside, ball one. Johnny Butler did not start, though, at NC State. Began at Heartland Community College, where he was wizard. There's a called strike in the outside corner. And 56 games at Heartland. Batted 372, slugged 592. And then he moved over to NC State, and he was magnificent in leading the ACC in batting. Last year in the regular season, he hit 406, and he was also named the ACC Baseball Scholar Athlete of the Year. 1-1. Butler laces it, hooking, fouled on the right field line. Home run distance to be certain. But now he's down to the count, 1-2. The pitch, up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luke Boyd came in, replacing Nick Twaits, who pitched the eighth inning. And he allowed one hit, he struck out one batter, and he can put zeros in every other column. Into Johnny Butler, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnny has walked, fly to left, singled, scored a run, and popped to third, 1-for-3, on base half the time. At first, right. Lansing's down 13-5 in the ninth. The pitch. That, too, is hooked foul down the right field line. And Lawrence Butler's the man on deck. It is an 8-run deficit to climb. The pitch from Boyd. Hit high in the air, out to left center. Rocher and Hassel converge. It's Rocher with the catch from center field. That is the first out. Lawrence Butler now. Josh Wainwright steps off his lead from first base. Lawrence is 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. Left-handed batter against the right-hander Boyd. Pitch on its way. Below the knee is ball one. Lawrence Butler drafted out of high school by the Oakland Athletics. Taken from Westlake High. Proud native of Atlanta. The pitch inside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Eribio Angeles is on deck. Shortstop Dale is playing up the middle. Fort Wayne would love to turn two to end the game. But Lawrence Butler takes ball three outside. Take two, Lawrence, take two. Luke Boyd with the sign. Pitch on its way. Outside for ball four. And he's walked for a second time in the game. At a 13th time for the year. And Josh Wainwright moves up to second. Arebiel Angeles now with 2 on and 1 out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Angeles is 0-for-3, but he walked his last time. The pitch, low and away from Luke Boyd. And if you're the manager of Fort Wayne, Brian Esposito, and you're leading 13-5 in the final inning of the final game of the series, you're just about ready to pack the bus and drive back to Fort Wayne. They've got a 6-game series coming up against Dayton. Angeles takes ball two inside. You certainly do not want to make another pitching change. And Denny Den started, went 3 innings. Then Komar for 2, Mayberry for 2, Twaits for 1. Now Boyd, who does hit the inside corner. Strike 1 called. 2-1 on Angeles. Matt Cross on deck. This is the number three batter in the order. Right-hander to right-hander. A 2-1. Chopper to short. Big hop for Dale. To Reyes one over the first. Double play. This ball game is over. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps romp their way to a 13-5 series concluding victory over the Lansing Lugnuts. I'll be right back to wrap it all up from Jackson Field after this.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
I'm Champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
This one is in the books. They're about to have kids run the bases on a Sunday at Jackson Field in Lansing, where the Tin Caps defeat the Lansing Lugnuts by the final of 13-5. Fort Wayne's record improves to 10-5 after the Tin Caps take 5 out of 6 from the Lugnuts in Michigan State Capitol, dropping the Lugnuts down to a 4-11 record for this year. Hogan Harris started the game for Lansing, went one inning plus in his return to the mound, first appearance since 2019, allowing 3 runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, 1 hit. Osvaldo Barrios went the next 4, 5 hits, 5 walks, 5 runs. Jetta Mears then, 2 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs. Kumar Nambiar pitched the 8th, allowing 2 runs on 3 hits and a walk. And Angelo Infante the 9th, allowing 3 hits and 1 run. For the Lansing Lugnuts, offensively, the Lugnuts were led by Austin Beck's grand slam and Lázaro Armenteros' home run. That's the big key. Nobody among the starting lineup had more than one base hit in this game. Lawrence Butler, Johnny Butler, Patrick McCollins, and the end 13 runs on 14 hits and no errors for the Tin Caps, 10 left on. But the Lugnuts 5 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error, 7 runners left on the base paths. So that does it. Those are your final totals as Lansing falls in defeat to Fort Wayne. Time of the game, officially 2 hours and 41 minutes on the Sunday. And you know what? For a game that ended 13-5, that is a pitch clock time of game. 2 hours and 41 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,788. Out of the bullpen for Fort Wayne, Seth Mayberry picks up the win, now 1-0. He was one of 5 pitchers utilized by the Tin Caps manager Brian Esposito. Lansing starter Hogan Harris took the loss, now 0-1. There was no save in the game. Now for Fort Wayne, back home to Parkview Field for a 6-game homestand against Dayton, while the Lugnuts head out on the road, a 6-game series against Lake County before coming back May the 3rd to begin the first of 12 home games in 13 days against West Michigan and Dayton. Go to LansingLugnuts.com or call 517-485-4500 to get your tickets. As far as today goes, it's time for us to call it a day. Big thanks to you for tuning in and keeping me company. The Lugnuts fall 13-5 to Fort Wayne. That's your final. Here's wishing you a terrific rest of your weekend from Michigan State Capitol and Jackson Field.